Cape Talk.
Five things to do this weekend.
In its first edition in its new time slot, our pick of events that might tempt your fancy this weekend. We've got a mix of music, of magic, of, well, let me keep the rest under wraps for now. I want to tell you first up about an event that might encourage you to take a slow drive out of town and all the way to the Robertson Wine Valley. It's the Slow Food and Wine Festival. And on the line to tell us more is Mira Weiner, who is a PR consultant for Robertson Wine Valley. Great to have you with us, Mira. It's all about exactly what it says, slow food and wine, living and enjoying life to the fullest and not rushing through the weekend. Talk to us about some of the highlights of the event.
Hi, Pippa. Thanks for having me on air.
Sure.
It's going to be a fantastic weekend. The weather's looking beautiful, so we hope that it won't rain. And it's such a fantastic opportunity to come out to the country and to really enjoy the simple pleasures in life. This year's festival is in partnership with Westgrow. And I think what makes the festival so unique is that it's not at a central location. So it's spread out between McGregor, Robertson, Bonnievale, and Ashton. And it's a wonderful time of year to visit the valley and to really connect with the wine farm. So it's all about interactive and authentic wine activities at individual wine farms in really intimate settings. Mm-hmm. And some of the highlights for this year's festival is a wide variety of tasting opportunities from single vineyard to vertical tastings, as well as brandy pairings and Tudored Method Cup Classic masterclasses, and then fantastic food and wine pairings. So really something for everyone. I think what's great about the Robertson Wine Valley is the diverse offerings across the board from all the different wine farms. So something from fine dining to gourmet offerings to farm-style platters and picnics and a fantastic family event for the whole family.
There is a family market happening on the Sunday, isn't there?
There is. It's very popular. It happens every year, and you can really come and browse, shop, taste, and enjoy some lovely offerings. So local wine, produce, arts and crafts, food, live music, kiddies' activities. It's on the Cliptriff Farm, which is just outside of Robertson, on the R317, and it's from 10 until 2 on Sunday, the 6th of August.
Now, Mira, I would imagine that the cost to attend the event is going to vary according to which activities you choose to participate in, but can you give us an idea of the ballpark figure?
So the full program is available on the robertsonslow.com website. It does really vary. So the tastings can start at anything from 40 Rand up to 150 Rand for the pairings with food. There's boat cruises. And then the dinners and the lunches really vary. So let's say sort of ballpark between 300 and 800, depending on which farms.
Okay, so definitely worth visiting robertsonslow.com to check out what's available at what cost and decide what you want to visit. Mira, we hope it is a sunny weekend full of country hospitality. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having us. Have a great weekend.
You too. Mira Weiner speaks for the Robertson Wine Valley, hosting the Slow Food and Wine Festival this coming weekend.
Cape Talk.
Five things to do this weekend.
Next up is the return of the Grand Exhibition, which is a burlesque event. It's been staged since 2015 as a charity fundraiser and a celebration of this unique style. And this time it's back in Cape Town, showcasing some of our top burlesque talent and all kinds of opportunities for you to engage with burlesque and enjoy a wonderful food and drink as well. Joining me on the line to tell us more is Lady Magnolia, who represents the Rouge Revue Burlesque Company. Welcome, my lady. Please tell us more about the event this weekend.
Hi there, Pepper. Thanks for having me to chat with you.
Sure.
The Grand Exhibition is an annual event where the burlesque community in Cape Town comes together to raise funds for Rape Crisis. We bring together dancers from all over the Cape, so it's not just one studio, it's various studios represented, some solo performers or some independent performers, as well as the big studios, and we all get on stage and bump and grind and shimmy and shake for charity.
It sounds wonderful. I've already had somebody sending me a message saying, please explain what burlesque is. So for the completely uninitiated, won't you give us an overview?
With pleasure. Burlesque is a performance art form that is very, very cheeky, it's very seductive, it's playful, it incorporates elements of striptease, and essentially it's an art form that allows women to get on stage and reclaim autonomy over their bodies. We get to decide how we present ourselves, we get to revel in our sensuality and our sexuality and have a lot of fun and also bring hopefully bring a new idea of beauty to our audiences.
I love the concept, and I also love the fact that you are celebrating and raising funds for Rape Crisis in the process. Let's talk about the tickets and the venue as well. Tell us about the event itself, where it's happening, what time, etc.
Sure. It's happening tomorrow night, 5th of August, at the City Bowl Market on Hope in Gardens. The doors open at 7 o'clock. Our guests can come in and browse our bespoke burlesque market. We'll have all sorts of things from corsets to lingerie to feather fascinators for your hair, as well as, of course, lovely things to eat and drink. And then at 8 o'clock, the burlesque show starts off with some live music by Peekaboo. All the beautiful, beautiful burlesque performances. We're going to have a live art auction. Proceeds of that also go to Rape Crisis. And tickets are on sale via Quicket. There are 160 Rand. As I said, proceeds go to Rape Crisis. They've been our beneficiary for 3 years. And yes, so we would really, really appreciate the support. And we promise to bring a really, really scintillating, fun, risque evening of entertainment.
Is there an age restriction on the event?
Yes, no under 18.
No under
18. It's as naughty as it is now.
Okay. One thing I think worth mentioning is I believe that you need to pre-purchase your drinks. Is that correct?
Yes, please, just to help us plan for numbers. So when you get to Quicket to the site to buy your tickets, you will be taken to a merch page where you can buy a bottle of bubbly or whatever your poison of choice.
Lady Magnolia, thank you so much for joining us, and our best wishes for a successful event. I hope it raises lots and lots of money for Rape Crisis. Tomorrow evening, 8 p.m. is the start of the show, although the doors open from 7. The City Bowl Market on Hope is where you'll find it, in Gardens. If you'd like more information, you want to look for, on your social media platforms, for hashtag The Grand Exhibition. Otherwise, please visit the website therougereview.co.za, and that's review spelled R-E-V-U-E.
Cape Talk.
5 things to do this weekend.
Next up, some music for you. And gosh, I was really interested when I first heard about the event that I'm going to feature next, to hear about the large number of successful musicians who've come out of the school sax, because our next event is the Sax Big Band Jazz Evening, and it's bringing together sax old boys who played in the bands at the school in their time there, some of the staff involved as well, bringing them together for something of a reunion show. But the list of names who will be part of that band is quite extraordinary, and to tell us more, I have the organizer of the event, a member of the Sax Old Boys Committee, Richard Ince, on the line. Richard, great to have you with us.
Hi, Pippa. Yes, thanks for having me on your show.
It's a great pleasure. There are members of Hog Hoggity Hog. They're members of the Rudimentals. You've got quite an illustrious old boys grouping happening this weekend, haven't you?
Yes, we do, Pippa. Yeah, on Tuesday evening at 7:30.
My apologies.
Really quite a list. This event really is the brainchild of a guy by the name of Dan Shout, who is a sax old boy. He matriculated in 1998. And, you know, he approached me and one or two others on the committee, and over a beer we just got to talking. And, you know, what is being a traditional all-boys school in the southern suburbs, we really do often celebrate sporting success, and we're very proud of it. And also at the right time of year, we celebrate academic success. But what we mustn't forget is that a school like Sax really, really does pride itself on the caliber of the boys that we bring through the school. And it's by no small part due to the really strong cultural programs available to the boys at the school. And so we really are proud of the old boys out there who are currently involved in the South African music industry, and locally and internationally. And Dan was just very keen on bringing everyone together.
Okay, so it's a lot more than an old boys band. It's got members of some of our top local music groups. I should also have mentioned Good Luck. I think Springbok Nude Girls even represented as well. And you've also got at the helm, or involved in the event at least, one of the names that is synonymous with the development of jazz in the city, in Ian Smith of N2 fame, of the Delft Big Band as well. So great event. Okay, so it's not this weekend, it's this weekend plus a day or two, Tuesday evening at the Sax High School Hall. Richard, how do you book tickets and how much do they cost?
Yes, Pippa, it's 100 rand a ticket. The most convenient way is probably online, webtickets.co.za. You can book 100 rand a ticket. Alternatively, you can contact the Sax Old Boys office directly, Sandy Edwards, there on 021-685-1829. There will be tickets available at the door as well. And I really think it's something fun. It's something different. And no excuse not to come. It's not a school night. It's a public holiday the next day. And we really, really would like to see as many, not just sex old boys, but sort of the greater community in Cape Town coming to an event, which I think will be really special.
Richard Ince, thanks for the update. We wish you a fantastic evening on Tuesday, the 8th of August at Sachs High School.
Cape Talk.
5 things to do this weekend.
Our fourth thing was going to be telling you about a magic show that magician Stuart Lightbody invites you down the rabbit hole and into a world of unique wonders. He is an award-winning sleight-of-hand artist, a 2-time South African magic champion, back in the Mother City at the Alexander Theatre upstairs. The show is actually already underway. It's called Unique Wonders. It runs until the 19th of August, and the tickets are 140 rand if you buy at the door of the Alexander Bar in Strand Street. Otherwise, 120 rand if you order online at alexanderbar.co.za. That's all I can tell you. Sorry we couldn't bring you that interview, but Stuart Lightbody's Unique Wonders is on at the Alexander Bar Theatre upstairs.
Cape Talk.
5 things to do this weekend.
And last but not least, I've saved some of the music. It's actually a musician whose name was mentioned just last week when we were talking in our music feature about the life and work of the late Errol Dyers. And one of the people named in that segment by our guests as one of Errol's proteges who really honed his craft under Errol's guidance was guitarist Jonathan Rubain. And it's great to be able to follow up on that segment by telling you that Jonathan's show, I'm in Love with a Guitarist, is on again at the Baxter Theatre. In fact, it's underway already and it closes on Saturday. So really, you've got to book fast if you're going to go along to enjoy the show. We have spoken about it before when it was last in Cape Town, but it's a great pleasure to welcome back to Cape Talk Jonathan Rubain, virtuoso guitarist, producer and director. Lovely to have you back with us again, Jonathan.
Thank you so much, Pippa. It's great to be back. Thank you so much.
Tell us about the show. You've really collected together some of the country's leading guitarists to join you on stage.
Yeah, no, we've got one of the guest artists. He's Dave Ledbetter. He's just a beautiful musician and what a great composer. You know, we started the show last night at the Baxter with a sold out crowd, and I mean Dave was just the showstopper. You know, people just loved him and loved his tunes. And then we've got also the young and upcoming guys is Jermaine Leonard. He's currently studying at UCT. He's brilliant. And also a band from Bonthievel with a guitarist at the age of like 14.
Wow.
And he blew the crowd away with Europa of Carlos Santana last night. It was just amazing. You know, so this show is just really awesome. It's a show where my band is the backing band and all of the guest artists are guitarists, you know? And that's why the name of the show is called I'm in Love with a Guitarist.
Jonathan, it must be very bittersweet for you to be on stage celebrating guitar and missing Errol Dyers terribly. Would he have been part of the event had he still been with us?
Definitely. I started the production 3 years ago, and Errol Dyers was the first guy that I called to be on the show, and he just said yes. And I made a promise with him last year. I told him that you're going to be on every show, you know, every I'm in Love with the Guitarist shows that we're going to have. You're going to be on all of it. But 4 months ago, when I called him and asked him to be on the show, he told me that he won't be able to make it, you know. And if we look at it now, he passed away 2 weeks ago. He's been amazing. He was amazing. He was a musical father to me, such a great mentor. And I wrote a tune especially for him that we did last night, which we're going to do tonight as well and tomorrow night. And we really missed him, and his spirit definitely is on the show. So, yeah, we miss him. We really do.
What's that tune called, Jonathan?
It's called Keep the Faith, dedicated to Errol Dyers.
Okay, so if you're in the audience, listen out particularly closely for that one. Jonathan, we hope Cape Talk listeners come along to support the two performances tonight and tomorrow. It's at the Baxter Theatre, 8:15 p.m. start. How much are the tickets?
Tickets are 140 rand, and they can get a compu ticket online, or you just come to the Baxter, there's a compu ticket over there.
Jonathan Rubain, thanks so much for chatting to me. Virtuoso guitarist, the man behind I'm in Love with a Guitarist, on stage at the Baxter tonight and tomorrow night at 8:15.